This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
That's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Hey! Oh, Nelly! Which
Charge.
One is that? No,
is
that charges.
Oh, not a bad bugle.
Which I think we talked about. You were just in Cleveland. The Cleveland Indians would always play that at their stadium.
Uh-huh.
It's the charge of the cavalry.
Oh, weird.
The sworn enemy of the Indians.
Yes.
They were just too dumb to, like, realize.
Right.
Maybe we talked about this whole... We might be completely in repeats, but there was another thing at a baseball game recently where the relief pitcher came in, and a lot of times, like, a pitcher, when he gets chased from the game, they take him out. They'll play, hit the road, Jack.
Yeah.
Don't you come back. No. But they played that. He came in. He struck out the guy. And then they took him out. Like, they have, like, left-handed specialist who comes in to pitch to the left-handed hitter.
Yeah.
So he came in. He struck out the one guy. And they, that was the home team was hitting. They struck him out, so then they took him out because that was the only pitcher, hitter he was facing.
Yeah.
And then the music's like, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back. And you're like, no, he beat you.
Yeah, he won.
He won. He's not hitting the road. He did
right.
his job.
Yes.
Successfully.
They get a little kooky with the music cues on those baseball games.
Well, I'm a Boston guy, so we had Fenway, which is like the most romantic, quintessential old... A lot of these places are like, make some noise!
Yes.
But we know when to make noise.
Ah!
We don't need the noisemaker.
Right.
But you go to, like, Tampa Bay, they have to be like, clap now.
Oh, yeah, when I went to Omaha, it was that... They had that guy shuffling his feet into you, like mascots. And he had to, like, bug you,
mascot.
And you're like, hey! And he's like, come on! He's picking up kids. It was a whole thing.
I hate those guys.
Yeah, I was like, get out of here. I'm drinking a beer. I'm having fun.
And I always pictured a guy with, like, a shitty mustache, and he's... weird, and he's got stains on him.
Yeah.
I don't trust the guy inside the Disney, all that. I don't trust any of those guys.
Disney?
The Disney people, with they walking around with balloon heads.
Oh, like a Pikachu?
Pikachu.
That's not Disney.
But no, I'm talking like the fucking elephant, whoever, Dumbo, is walking around with a big nostril head.
You mean like at the park?
Yes.
At the Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the guy inside the thing.
Yeah,
the Elmo.
Those guys are all ex-cons, pedophiles, and weirdos.
They're all like...
Oh, those guys in Times Square. Those guys should be locked up.
Forget it.
It's all illegals, I think.
It really is. And then sometimes they'll walk around. I mean, it's a great joke in old school, but they'll walk around with the head off.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like a little Mexican fella. I love
right.
Mexicans, San
sure,
Antonio.
Sure, they're doing the Lord's work.
But... You see an Elmo detached head with like a scarred Latina woman. It's frightening.
I know. And if you get up to those costumes, they are filthy. Filthy, covered in grime and grease. They don't clean those at all.
What's grime exactly?
I think it's old grease.
Grease and slime?
Ooh.
Or grease and lime, maybe.
Ooh, no. Grease and lime kills grease.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. CLR. You know about CLR?
CLR. That's a car, isn't it?
No, it's a... Oh, shit.
I think it's
like
also a car, though.
Cum, lime, and rust or something, but it's a... Pull it up, Shelbu. It's like a detergent. It's amazing. You fill up a cup, you put your shower head, when it's all clogged, you put the CLR in there, unclogs it. It's the most powerful unclogger on the market.
Wow.
CLR.
So you got to cum on the thing.
Well, I think it's CLR is cum, lime, and rust. It gets rid of those things.
But it can't be cum.
No, maybe it's...
Clorox.
Maybe.
It might be Clorox.
What do you got, Shellfish?
Oh, boy.
Calcium.
Ah! Calcium. That's cum.
Calcium is cum.
It's calcium and cum, I'm sure of
that's
it.
That's a full glass of calcium and cum.
Oh, boy. Well, my girlfriend needs some calcium.
Well, what is the L and the R?
Lime and rust.
Oh, hey all right.
That's 66%.
Not bad.
Baseball, that's you know, that's ridiculous.
CLR, great rock band.
That's CCR.
Mm.
God, I got all these bug bites. I was up in Maine. I'm covered in mosquito bites.
Oh, they get you.
Don't you hate mosquitoes?
I hate it.
And I think, isn't it mosquitoes? I read that they have no contribution to the actual economy or whatever.
Is that right? I think it's fleas.
Maybe it's fleas. But I think mosquitoes.
But the birds eat mosquitoes.
Yeah, things eat mosquitoes, but I think if mosquitoes were gone, frogs would still be okay. They can still eat flies or gnats or fucking, you know, toads.
Yeah, maybe we don't need them. I think you're right.
I think we might not need them. They spread disease.
That's right.
And they're quite itchy and annoying.
Wait, what about Jurassic Park?
Which part?
That's mosquitoes. They got the DNA from the blood of mosquitoes.
Exactly, and the dinosaurs almost killed everybody. That poor guy taking a shit.
Oh, the lawyer.
Yep.
Yeah, that was, oh man, I saw that in theater 93. I was 10. It spooked me.
I saw it as well. I was front row. It was we got there late. We had to watch it front row, but it was quite a thrill.
Yeah, those Velasas. Yowza.
Yeah, scary.
Also, Newman was in it, and a young Sam Jackson.
I don't know how young he was. He was probably 50 at the time.
No, he's 50 now.
No, he's 70.
Get out of town.
I guarantee he was 50 years old. When you get a chance.
Shelbatron, take a gander.
We just ruined Shelby's breakfast. We're doing a very early recording right now.
Oh, this is, I'm foggy-eyed.
Me too. I'm not good with it. And then I got to go do the MSG show. If you're listening and you're in the tri-state area, check out the Sam Morril show. It's called Talking Sports and Other Stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm the other stuff.
That's right.
I'm talking sports too, but I do a man on the street business, and that's going to be on YouTube. But I got to go do that, and it's very anxiety inducing, this man on the street business.
Those are scary because you're going in blind. You might have a good day, you might have a bad day, you might get a good guest, you might get a bad. It's all up in the air.
And we chatted about it off stage, Mike, air, Cox.
Uh-huh.
It's, we got an age on Sam Jackson?
In Jurassic Park, he was 45.
45. All right. Close. That was close.
Wow, he's old.
Certainly not young.
68 now.
68! Wow.
Because, like, he was in, you know, what's it called? Not to Kill a Mockingbird. Pulp Fiction was right after.
That was 94.
But what was the one? Fight the Power!
Oh,
Do the Right Thing.
Do the Right Thing.
He was in that previously, and then he was in a couple other things before. I think he was a crackhead, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
I believe he was a drug addict.
Black do crack.
Woo, boy.
Ah, boy.
But anyways, this man on the street, I feel like I'm interrupting people's day.
Yes!
The fuck out of their day. They're trying to have lunch. It's a beautiful day. They're walking around. I got to go, hey.
Oh, if I'm strolling in Manhattan, I see a guy with a microphone, I go the other way.
I feel that way all the time.
And now you got to be that guy. But you're getting paid in, what is it, an hour and a half or something?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, I'm happy to be part of it. I'm excited about Sam's show. It's amazing. I just get anxious. I'm not saying I don't want to do it. I don't love doing it. It just gives me anxiety.
Gives you anxiety, but once you're done, you're going to feel great. One time I got drunk and did shrooms, and I had to do a man on the street the next day at like 9 a.m. It was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, it's not great. And then, like you said, it's like you're improvising, so something might not come.
Yes.
And with you, I can go, what about you, Mark?
Right.
But here, it's like, what about you, old lady that I'm bothering?
Yeah.
Who's just trying to get her Shake Shack for the day?
She's going to hate you, and then she's not giving you shit, so you got to be double funny.
Yes. Double fun.
Good gum.
But check out that show. It's exciting. Our buddy, he has his own TV show.
Yeah. We're so proud of you, Sammy. And he knows sports, and he's a New York kid, and he's a funny guy. So it's going to be fun. I can't wait to watch.
How about this? I got the dentist follow-up coming up. You guys are all tired of hearing about my teeth. They send you fucking 9 reminders, and every time it gives me anxiety.
Oh,
it pops up. Hey, the dentist. I'm like, all right, I'll be there.
It's like an anxiety drip.
It is.
They keep coming to you.
It keeps coming. Maybe I can add this to my bit, but it's like, hey, dentist tomorrow. I'm like, all right, I'm trying to enjoy today. Fuck.
Yes.
Fuck
good
off.
Point.
And then you go, all right, plus 2 to confirm. And I press it. And then like 10 minutes later, they're like, all right, thanks.
You got to confirm every reminder?
It's a real kick in the nuts.
I hate these guys.
I'm on the home stretch here. Tomorrow is the follow-up, which I skipped last time. They got that they numb you up, anesthetize you.
Uh-huh. What is that now?
That's anesthesia.
Oh, it's a conjugation.
What's that mean? That's a church.
It's like, you know, conjugating. I played and I play. Conjugation.
Oh, I see.
Makes it past tense or present tense or whatever.
I thought you meant the procedure was conjugate. I thought it was a verb.
Conjunctivitis.
I wish I had that. I'd kill for that.
That sounds pretty good.
What? Remember the movie Shallow Hal?
Yes.
Boy, I thought there was some great stuff in there.
That was a funny movie.
When he puts the Vaseline all over his eyes, he's like, I got this crazy conjunctivitis. It's really knocking me out. It's really funny.
Also, a strange Jason Alexander appearance in a movie.
Yeah. Well, he was in a bunch of movies before.
Was he? He's in Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman and, oh boy. I think he was in a few.
What was the other ones?
He's in a few.
He had
Pretty
a full head of hair
big.
On a TV show.
He was in, I think he might have been in a Woody Allen flick at some point.
I think you might have something there. Ah, Shellfish is really on the call
today.
He's
on it. We're really ruining breakfast over there.
Sorry. Uh-oh.
He had Pretty Woman, Shallow Hal, Dunstan Checks In.
That was big.
Ooh, we are scraping the barrel.
Jacob's Ladder.
Oh, that was award-winning.
Some Coneheads action.
Oh, Coneheads.
Some voiceover.
Not a lot there, Charlie Brown.
No, not a lot. Well, he was like a Broadway-ish guy, but then he played the greatest character in history,
for God's sake.
So
he's a real pretentious, cunty kind of guy.
Can't stand him. Can't stand you.
Can't stand you. Yeah, you watch those behind the scenes, and he's like, well, you know, my motivation. You're like, shut up. You're 5'4". You're bald. You're a fat guy. You're funny. Just be funny.
It's bad. It's really bad. And I think they kind of really nailed him on Curb Your Enthusiasm, too, because he seems like he is that guy.
Yes, he's a douche.
It's more of a pamphlet, really. That's a great scene.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back. But hey, let's get into the business here. Hot night at the Cellar last night. I missed you. You left right before. And,
I should have gone. I went to get laid.
It was spicy over there, and your old pal Schumer was there.
Uh-huh.
And that was exciting. And she said, hey, where's Mark? And I said, I just left him. And then she said, that little dick nerd fag. You always have to do that, you know?
Yeah, she does do that. Everybody does
that. You have to be like, oh, boy, that piece of garbage.
Uh-huh.
Ate that faggot.
Do you get bothered when people go, where's Mark? To you? Because we're friends?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, you
be
do?
Like, Mark said this. And then you go, all right, yeah, I didn't say that. So I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
They're always like, hey, well, like people get offended by something you do.
Right.
And bring it up to me.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Like, well, Mark called the woman a cunt. I'm like, well, take it up with him.
Just text me so I know not to come by there.
All right. All right.
Or give me a forward. Let me know what I said.
But it was a fun night over there. I was at the Stand, which was hot, and then went over to Stand Up New York, which was good.
Yeah.
and then it's a great club. Come by.
But that's a good 3B in a night there.
Nice night and spread out. I love the spread.
Yeah, you got some time to relax.
Yeah, well, Saturday I had three at the Stand, one here. And enough time. Well, the one here was, I had to take a cab. That was tough.
I hate
made
the
it
cab.
In time. But there's nothing better than multiple spots with no running.
Yes.
I love all right, finished here. Let me go over there.
Right.
Finished there. Let me go down there. So I waited for you. We rode the train down together. That was something.
Appreciate it. We got some real dishing.
Really dished. Really trashed.
That's
some fucking gays.
Yes. I
just kidding
dished.
About the gay part.
You did. I'm trying to conjugate now.
I did some dishing, and you did. We dished.
There you go.
I don't know if that's
right. Sotros, new Vuzette. Oh, boy.
Vuzza, Matt Ruby.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, real quick, I forgot to do this. We got T-shirts. Buy the T-shirts.
They're going like hotcakes. Get on it, folks.
They're not going as hot as I want them to go, though.
Well, they never do.
All these people go, hey, if you had shirts, I'd buy a shirt, and you had a shirt.
Yep.
We've sold 60 or something like that, which is nice.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Whew, you kids are missing out. These are soft as a baby's taint, and they smell good, they feel good, and they look hip. It's a Tuesday's logo, folks.
And we're sending new ones to the ones that got the too big a shirt.
How about that?
Some free shirts.
Somebody got a wrong, bad order, and we resent.
Bad batch. And so go to the website, merchpump.com/Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Get a shirt. You can get a Tuesday shirt. You can get a Chipotle shirt.
Yep.
Don't tell them about it, but go do it now. If you're listening, you like the show, you want to support the show, get a fucking shirt. You can come in it.
Get a shirt. Use it as a jizz rag. Put it on your asshole as a diaper. And stop telling us to bring shirts to the live dates. They're online. Order them.
Yeah, you got to order because we're not going to bring them because we don't have them. They're made to order. You order it, they make it for you.
Yes. It's like Burger King. Also,
it's different than Burger King.
Huh?
That's different.
They don't make to
order?
That's
not made to order.
It's not?
No, they're just sitting over there.
Oh, well, it's the last time I eat there.
Made to order is like, I want a burger, and then they go out and they shoot a cow in the face and fuck it in the ass and roll it up and stick it in there.
Wow.
I believe.
That changes how I look at restaurants. Well,
changes our look at sex.
But I am coming to Ireland, folks, and I'm bringing a couple T-shirts.
Oh,
I found like three in my my closet.
Oh, the old shirt.
The vintage. Now we're going to have people going, I want that one.
Well, but, maybe we'll make that one. Put it on merch pump.
Maybe.
Yeah, the Emerald Isle.
Yes. Dublin.
Fine island.
Irish Springs.
It's supposed to be there.
Yeah, you missed out. All right, so what were you saying? You went gay on Harrelson?
So we went down... What are you saying Harrelson for? I haven't even got to Harrelson.
Ah!
You fucked me!
Edit that!
No, don't edit. You fucked me. You teased. You fucked.
I thought you said it earlier.
I said it earlier to you, but behind
the
scenes.
Oh, that was off mic.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, come.
All right.
CLR. CLR it. Scrub it.
I'm going to do that to you.
Do it.
Hey, how's the baby?
It was a miscarriage.
Oh, thank Christ.
Yeah, I know. Boy, a miscarriage is a sad day, but it can also really get you out of a bind.
That'd be a good name for a boat. Everyone names their boat, you know, Misbehaving.
Uh-huh.
It'd be fun to have a miscarriage.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of funny.
I'm into that.
If we get a boat, let's promise each other we name it Miscarriage.
All right.
If we're ever splitting a boat.
If I go trans, I like Miscarriage.
What do you mean?
That'll be my trans name. Like if I'm like a drag queen.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant
miscarriage.
Trans and on the boat.
Oh, well, that's a whole different bag of hammers.
Then it should be, you know, trans ship or something.
Right. Transatlantic.
That's not bad.
Uh-huh.
Transcendental. Oh, transcendental. It'd be a good dentist if we become a dentist trainer. Transcendental medication.
For people who only want to get their teeth worked on by trannies.
My dentist is not a tranny, I don't believe.
No.
He looks just like Sal Volcano.
Is that right?
Yeah, they look very similar.
Maybe it's a practical joke they're playing on you.
It might be. Yeah. I hope they give me back my 15K at the end of it.
Well, 14 Italian fat guys are going to jump out of a cake at one point.
Woo! Sounds like my bachelor party.
Oh, that was a hard one to plan. Are we doing one?
I don't think so.
Well, we can go out and see a movie or something.
This is the most I've ever winked in my life.
I know. I think you got some cum in your eye.
No bachelor, but CLR.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. Boy, this is the best 16 minutes in podcast history.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make
over.
$11 off it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Woo, buy a shirt.
So anyways, well, now the fucking cat's out of the bag here. I go over there and...
They didn't hear me, I don't think.
They don't know who Harrelson is. Maybe it's, you know...
Harrelson Greenbaum.
Oh, God. The worst trick the devil ever pulled. I'm kidding. Greenbaum's killing it, by the way. He's out on a theater tour. He did a magic tour. I've seen the pictures. It looks great.
Well, good. He's back to magic. He's back to his calling. You know, he's a good comic and all that, but magic is his real forte.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's pronounced fort. Fun
Get
fact.
Out of here.
Yeah, Google it.
Like, I thought it was Forte McKinley. Forte Knox.
Yeah, now Fort.
All right, Fort Knox. I've been saying Forte Knox my whole life.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
Oh, I just blew a booger.
I saw it come right out of there.
It
wow.
Was bubbly.
Yeah.
That's Ooh. Fun.
All right, so you're at the cellar with a green bomb.
Nobody in particular.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No celebrities.
Yeah, Schumer.
Schumer, she's a celebrity. Well, I go over there.
Okay.
Well, first I come over, and I'm, you know that outside table? That thing is magical in the summertime.
I love that outside table.
I come over, it's William Stevenson.
He loves that table.
Yeah, I love him. Vecchione and Steve, Outdoor Steve is over
group.
There. So good group, so I jump in.
William
and
Stevenson
then I go,
hates me.
Does he?
Oh, I've watched him see me at a table and go... And you turn and go the other way.
Loves me. I'll put in a good word.
Please!
Yeah.
I think I made fun of him early on.
I bust his balls a lot, but in a very friendly way.
Yeah, I didn't know him yet, and I think I went too hard.
Yeah, that'll happen. But he's a swell guy, and I really like him. He's like a cornerstone over there, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, he's a character, too. He's got that shtick down.
Yeah, he's a funny guy and a sweet guy and a Detroit guy.
How does he survive, I wonder? What's the income?
I don't know. Maybe he's got a... well, he does some acting stuff.
Uh-huh.
He's in a bunch of stuff. He's in all of Louis' stuff, and I think he picks up some roles here and there. He played a bus driver on a thing and another thing, and he was on Louis' show quite a bit. He hosts a lot. He'll host on weekends, which is a pretty penny. Maybe he's got a rent control situation.
I bet he does.
You never know over there.
He's old.
But, oh, yeah, he's 112, but...
Easily.
I always like seeing them. Anyways, I was sitting outside there, and then we're bullshitting, and then it's summer day, and it's summer loving. Had me a blast. Happened so fast. I go in, and there's Schumer, and a lot of times she's got an entourage.
Yes.
But this time it was just her and Nikki, and I hadn't seen them, so there's big hugs all around. Good group over there. Greg Fitzsimmons was there.
Whoa!
And he had a guy who I didn't know but seemed important.
Uh-huh.
And then Schumer and Nikki, Vecchione. And good group over there. And I went and watched Schumer. The crowd explodes. It's exciting. But now it's interesting because Schumer is, she's such a, what's that word?
Mogul?
A figure where it's people hate her and people love her. What do you call that?
Polarizing?
Polarizing figure because of the politics.
Yes.
So I think about when she goes on at the Cellar, there's got to be 10 dudes that are like,
yeah,
I
with
hate
guns.
This woman.
Right. Gun loving Republicans.
I hate this bitch.
Yeah, totally.
But the crowd still erupts, and funny stuff. She's got no dates in the book, she said, but just kind of cranking out some new and had some really funny stuff, and that was fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was exciting. And then Woody Harrelson shows up. You might have heard about it, folks.
Wow.
Woody Harrelson.
The natural born kill, white man.
Cheers.
Can't jump. Oh.
Billy Hoyle.
Yeah, Brady Bunch.
I mean, No Country for Old Men. He's in my favorite movie of all time, this guy. White Man Can't Jump. I watched it 100 times.
Love
No Country. It's my favorite movie. And Cheers, my favorite sitcom besides the two other ones that I like better.
And a hook shot. Yeah, what else? He's in Zombieland. He's in so many movies.
Love Zombieland.
I do, too. It's a hell of a cam with Bill Murr.
He's in The Hunger Games.
Oh, that's right.
So that's how she knows him, through Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Lawrence, and now it's all one thing. And then the other guy, not Dierks Bentley, Andy Dierks.
Dirk
he was
Diggler.
There.
Uh-huh.
He plays the monkey in Planet of the Apes.
Ooh.
And he also plays Gollum. He's like this weird computer animated guy.
Does he look fucked up?
No, he looks he's a handsome guy. He's in some regular things, I think, also.
Give me a pull up on a TV if you can.
Andy Dierks. I think he's in some real role. Like, you'd recognize his face, I think, but his main thing is acting like a monkey or a golem, whatever golem is.
It's kind of a good gig, because I'm sure he's loaded, and he could walk through CVS.
Yes, just like those Daft Punk fellas.
Yes, and Sia.
Is that the guy's name?
Sia is that cunt who always wears a wig or something.
There he is. That's my ex-girlfriend on the right.
Oh, yeah.
Yellow.
Look at that. Well, I wouldn't say he's handsome, but he's got a nice blue eye.
He's got a charming quality. Handsome?
Full head
little
of hair.
Bit. We're getting a little bit from our female friend here.
We got a two-face next to Gollum, so he looks pretty good in comparison.
I think he's got a rugged masculinity.
Got a great head of hair. I don't know. Look at that. He looks like a bit of a troll.
Well, he's mugging there, and he's playing a troll.
Ah.
But anyways, he was there, and some execs, some Fox, whatever.
I hate an exec.
And they all left right before my set. They just piled out, and I got to say, Woody was a little banged up.
He looked trashed in the photo.
He was bouncing off both walls as he left. Literally. He was just like, he couldn't get out of there. I mean, it was wild, but Amy brought him up to do a magic trick, and it was kind of really, you couldn't understand what he was saying and stuff.
Fun fact about Woody, from Texas.
Midland.
And his dad was a hitman.
Is that right?
Google it.
He plays a hitman in No Country, from Texas.
Was he a hitman in that?
Yeah.
I thought he was just some business guy, because he didn't kill anybody.
No, he was supposed to be responsible for getting Chigurh.
Uh-huh.
Getting the money. He was supposed to be like his badass.
Right, right. Yeah,
Chigurh. Chigurh maybe made him nervous,
Tom Chigurh. But yeah, that movie was great, and a lot of people compare it to Hell or High.
They compare those two movies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
You don't see that? That comparison?
I mean, they're both in Texas crime movies, and they're both well done.
Yeah, yeah. Then you got the over-the-top sheriff, and the two people going at it. I don't know.
Yeah,
two
similar. I can see similarness there, certainly. One is much better than the other.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hell or High Water was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
But No Country is on another.
Some people put hell over it.
Well, they're putting it on the wrong level.
Aha. Uh-huh.
High.
Got it.
Water.
Go to hell.
Anyways, it was a fun night, and excited. It's a fun feeling when there's celebrities around.
Sure.
You're sitting there, you're like, this is exciting. I'm at a table with Woody Harrelson and Amy Schumer. You're like, this is quite a thrill.
And Amy knows you. And how about that? You show up, and Greg Fitzsimmons is there, and you did his pod, so you know him.
Very exciting, and I got so much positive feedback from that Fitzsimmons podcast. Hopefully some people are listening to this show because of that show.
Hopefully.
And I got to do an NFL show. I got to do that Monday morning football show, or weekday this morning football, which you did. It didn't go well.
No. Oh, boy, I bombed, and I not only did I bomb, but I offended that twat.
There was no twat.
The girl.
Oh, I didn't have a girl.
Oh, she sucked.
Oh, well, there was no one there. It was all boys when I was there.
You're lucky, because she ruined the whole thing. Then I made a comment about her vagina, and she just shut down. It was real bad.
The same show, Good Morning Football?
I believe so.
Oh, geez. Well, I think they made some adjustments, because they just kind of threw me softballs, and I knocked it out, and they laughed a lot, and it was great. It was a wonderful experience.
Oh, well, you said they learned how to do comedy after, you know... Oh, shit. Well, you know, that's what they told you. Like, oh, we know how to do comics now. When I was there, they were like, so, are you gay? They
didn't
know
yes.
what to say.
The producer said, he was like, before, they just kind of talked to you. But yeah. They just gave me bits, which was great.
One of them said, what's your favorite NFL player? And I just blanked. I went, Namath.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, why do you like Namath? I was like, well, he was like a womanizer. He was a drinker, a fun guy. And they were like, give me like the cut it sign. Wow. So you asked me.
If I was there and they said, what's your favorite player? And you said Namath, I would have said, that's what I'm asking you.
See, that's why we get there.
Namath, your favorite player.
Yeah, you're Shakespearean.
We could have done a little, you know, Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, a little Othello.
Those are my two favorite players.
Mmm.
What have you been up to?
Oh, I've been all over creation. I went to Salt Lake City, Utah.
SLC.
You got that right, baby. The Mormon town. Those Mormons are no joke. My feature, God, I wish I remember his name. He was a funny guy, really funny guy. Cool cat. Mormon, can't have coffee, can't have tea, can't have beer, alcohol, and tobacco.
Tea?
Caffeine.
What about a decaf?
Can't have it. Too close.
Chamomile?
No cam.
Hot water?
Maybe. But he kept drinking Diet Coke. That was like his big crutch.
Diet Coke is worse than tea.
I know. That's it. That was him being like sneaky and fucked up. He was being a bad boy.
Tea is from the gods. It's natural. It's grass. It's flour. I'm drinking tea right now.
You know how tea got invented?
Tell me.
In Asia, some guy had a pot boiling and a tea leaf fell into the pot and that was it.
Oh, wow.
Give it a goog.
Wow. Serendipitous.
Yes.
That's great. That must have been back in like
88
BC or something.
No, I think it was the 70s.
Tea's been around a long time. Maybe the 970s, maybe.
Most popular drink in the world.
Well, of course, all those, the gooks love it. And
the Brits.
The Brits. The Brits and the Krauts and the Mix.
The gooks, the Brits, and the whips.
And the dicks. The meeps and the sweeps and the beeps.
Yeah. They love it over there. And, you know, Muhammad is the number one name in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, well, I didn't believe it until I got Uber.
Must have been named after Gandhi, right?
Mahatma.
Ah, shit. It's
wait,
like
what
Forte.
Is he Mahatma? Ah, see,
there's a weird Tababadu in there.
Yeah.
Mahatma, Gandhi, but he's Gandhi. He's last name basis.
Right. That was a big one in Fight Club. If you could fight anyone, who would you fight? I'd fight Gandhi.
Oh, really?
Take it easy.
Oh, yeah. He's a nonviolent guy.
I know. I don't know why he said that. What do you got on the tea leaves? Am I wrong there, Shelving? Aha. Uh-huh.
You're right, but year, what is it? What was the year, 87?
Mm.
He's got a mouthful of muffin over there.
Oh, yeah.
Mouthful of muff. Hey, that's a good name for an album.
Mouthful of muff.
That's something.
If you were a dyke.
I always had the term muff diving, by the way.
I never got that.
Oh, you dive down there and get into that muff.
I just picture you like a diving board. That seems dangerous.
That's labia.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Is it labia or labia?
With a B.
I always screw that one up.
It feels like a V because it's mulva and vulvix and vulva.
Vagina.
And vagina, jeez.
You forgot the big one.
Yeah.
The big puss.
What about cooter? That's a weird one.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds like it could also be a racial term, too.
We got a couple of cooters
in my backyard.
Yeah, that's true.
Backyard. My wife.
You know, cooters. They like to get into your plants.
Because it sounds like critters, I think. Cooter. Cooch.
Cooter might be a southern thing.
Hoo-hoo.
Hoo-ha.
Yeah, there's a lot. Lulu. Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend, when she was a kid, her mom was super religious and hated any kind of bad words, so they would call it a fluff.
Oh, fluff.
My fluff.
A fluff-a-nutter.
My fluff hurts.
What'd you do to it?
Fluff my pillow.
I got my ex-girlfriend yesterday. But we'll get into that
later.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah. I was in Salt Lake, so I said, what the hell do you do in this town? And everybody said, you got to go to Park City.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Park City?
No, but I heard about it. They had Olympics there.
Yes! The Olympics really boosted that town, put on the map.
Oh, really?
But we went to Park City, which is about a half-hour drive. Beautiful scenic drive, and it's like Aspen over there. It's crazy. It's like their rich area, And it's just ski lifts and high-end stores and pretty streets and nice white people with blonde hair. It's crazy.
Oh, boy. Aspen.
Yeah, it was like that. And, you know, just a lot of people walk around in furs and boots. And we got a nice brunch. Me and the gal went out there. And we hit the ski lift.
She came out?
She flew out. She was going to Seattle. I said, why don't you pop into Salt Lake for a day?
Wow, she's on every trip, this dame.
Yeah, she's popping around.
She must do okay for herself.
So she works at, well, I'm not going to say where she works, but she's doing all right.
Wow, power couple.
Oh, yeah. So we made love on the ski lift, and ski lift is, it's scary without snow.
It's scary with snow to me.
Yeah, it's just that one bar coming down.
Yeah, I don't like it. It rocks, and
it
it's open.
Rocks.
It's
and then you look at it, you're like, all we have holding us on is this teeny little steel clamp.
That's like life, man. We're holding on by a thread. Impermanence, man.
Ooh, deep.
Yep.
And yeah, but that thing took forever, and you're just you're way up, and it's just rocks below you. You're like, man, the snow, at least it'd be some cushion. But it was so pretty, and this beautiful trees. You're up there with the trees. You can see the whole place. I took a photo. Check out my Instagram. I'm getting a hand job while on the lift.
Oh, wow.
And we made love and had some real good boning out there in Salt Lake because there's nothing else to do.
That's exciting.
You ever get the banging where there's gushing, not what do you call it? Like female wetness,
moisture.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's most banging. I
but
think.
I'm talking gushing.
Oh, gut like out shooting out.
Not shooting, but your cock is beet white.
Yes, every once in a while, I get that. It's quite delightful.
It's delight.
Here's the best thing that you can have happen, I think, in the summertime. And I apologize, there's a lady on board here. But
she's gushing.
The best thing you can have is when you're making love, and then you're going in and out. And on the out, you feel that AC breeze on your wet cock.
Oh, what do you got, a low AC?
It cools you down. Well, the AC is at a window level. Our bed is right on the floor there.
Oh, interesting.
So as you pull out, where it's just breezy, a general breeze, but you have that cool air, hot air.
Yeah.
Well, not air, hot walls or whatever.
Yes.
And that's really something. You get that dick temperature change going back and forth.
I never noticed that.
You got to notice. Have sex in front of the AC.
All right.
Let's
I
do
like...
it right now. Put all the right. AC on, Shelby. I'll wet up, butter up my asshole here.
Please, don't need for the butter. I'll go and dry.
All right.
I like a hot breath on the balls.
Oh, I can do that for you anytime
Please.
You want.
Please, yeah.
Hey, speaking of hot breath in the balls, we got an ad this week.
Ooh, it's about goddamn time. I hope it's for ACs.
AC Slaters, hey, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, we do. It's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is unbelievable. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else.
Wow.
You've got to get
good.
On this. Have you tried it at all?
I have a few employees, and they're all blowing hot breath on me.
Hit them with the call to action.
Yes. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listener, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free! Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Tuesday. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Tuesday. One more time, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Tuesday.
Yeah, you're going to love this thing. It's a hell of a website, ZipRecruiter, and it's the best thing for you.
Get some employees. Have people working under you.
Also, check out the Laughable app. Let's not forget Laughable. Most of you have probably already downloaded. If you haven't, you're missing out. If you haven't gotten a t-shirt or downloaded Laughable, I feel like you're not getting the full Tuesday's experience.
I agree. And if you find a comic you like or anybody, just type that name in the search bar. You see every single thing they've done. It's a hell of an app.
Yes. Brendan Ayer, Anthony DeVito,
Woody Harrelson.
Damian Lemon, Woody Harrelson. Type them in. Sarah Talamash. Check out the Vag podcast, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
It's really funny. It's a funny show. V-A-D-G-E. Adrian and Sarah doing a hell of a job over there. It's a weekly pod. It's really funny.
I wonder if they're talking about ball dick temp.
I don't know. I haven't listened in a while, but I'm going to catch up.
Yeah. Well, either way, that girl spunk is a good time.
Girl spunk?
Yeah, that juice.
Oh, I love it. I get down. I want to face it. Sometimes
yes.
I like to fuck, and after she comes, before I come, I go, sit on my face. I just want just everywhere. I want to be soaked in it.
Soak me. I love when the balls are away. I want to put it in my smoothie.
Yeah, I just want it all over me. Just dirty.
Yeah.
Where you have a white ring around in your beard and there's just chunks and things.
You got like a vag milk mustache.
That's what I want. I want a vag stash.
Mmm, that's a band. Yes. Vag stash. Sounds like you're stashing vages in your closet.
I would love that. Who did that? What was that guy? Dahmer. Milwaukee.
Oh, you added a Boston on that. Dahmer.
That's his name. There's no R.
I know, but you said Dahmer.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. You guys with your ideas.
Yeah. Vodka.
It's weird because you take the R out of Kai.
I know.
And then you put it in other words.
It's very bizarre. It's a strange land up there. I just hung out with my family for a week. They're real kooks.
Yeah, kooky.
It's amazing to go from therapy to hang out with your family.
Yes.
I'm like, I see it.
You see it all. It's clear as day.
It's amazing. So competitive. Everything's competitive. We went swimming in the ocean. A bunch of it. It's my idea. I'm like, let's all go in the ocean. And this is the North Atlantic here. It's Maine.
Sure.
So the water's cold. So I go, let's go swimming. And then all the guys have to go because no guy could be like, it's too cold. What are you, crazy?
Right,
that's
right.
Not acceptable.
No.
So now every man's got to go in there. We all jump in. I'm the second one in. We're all in there. We're swimming.
Freezing?
It's freezing. And I'm going, oh, my God, it's freezing. Woo! And Cantor's up there. And we go, oh, my God. And they all got to go like this. It's not cold. What are you talking about? It's not even cold. And I'm like, you're saying it's not cold.
This is the definition of cold.
And Cantor is just laughing because he's like, he's removed from the family. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, see, and they're acting like I'm a pussy. They're like, it's not cold, you fucking bitch. And I'm like, well, I'm in the water.
Yes.
It was my idea.
Yes.
I'm currently in the water. Can we just say it's cold? If we stayed in here for an hour, we'd pass away. Like, Cantor looked it up. It's 58 degrees.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Go take a 58 degree shower.
Yes.
It's cold.
It's freezing.
Just say, it's cold. It's freezing. This is crazy.
You can admit it.
But they're all going, you faggot, you piece of shit. It's not cold.
Yeah.
It's nice. And I'm like, I'm enjoying it. It's refreshing, certainly.
But
swimming
it is cold.
In cold water is very good for you. A lot of health
heard
benefits.
That. It's good for the organs.
Yes, it's good for aging, and it gives you endorphin high.
Right.
And it's good for your libido, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then Cantor told me, he read an article that says you should take a freezing shower at the end of your shower
every
the last
morning.
2 minutes.
Yes, I've heard this.
Because it gives you a good whoosh, and then also, like, mentally, it's like, that's the toughest thing I'm going to have to get through today. So, it's a relief. It feels good.
I was just about to say that.
So there's a lot of... I'm trying it. Let's try it.
I did it for about a couple months.
How did it work out?
It was good, and it gets you going, especially, you know, those days where you wake up and you're like, I got nothing. I can't get out there. And then you get that cold water, you're like, let's do it. I'm ready.
It feels good.
It's good for you, and it's true. If that's the hardest thing in the day, you're all right.
Tell me some other things. I feel like I'm hogging the dick here.
What? No, take the dick.
Well, I'm doing Maine. I got Woody. I got my ex-girlfriend.
All right, well,
that's a lot.
So I'm in Salt Lake. We go back to Salt Lake after Park City, and it's great. It's a bubble. You know, you hear about these bubbles. It's just all these rich whitey over there, and you're like, wow, is this the world? You know, like, but then you go back to New York, and you're like, oh, okay. But, so we go back to Salt Lake City, and the comedy club, Wise Guys, great club.
Mm-hmm.
It's two blocks away from a meth clinic.
Oh.
And this is Utah, folks. So
they got
meth,
some meth.
It's prominent. And these, I mean, it's just the Walking Dead over there. It's all these scraggly white guys with crazy sunbaked skin and the weird shaggy blonde hair and the beard and torn clothing and fucked up sneakers just kind of drudging around trying to get their fix.
Wow.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to take a walk around this. And they're not dangerous, which is weird. They don't come at you. It's
really?
Like, yeah. I mean, I walked all by. I walked right past all of them. They just be like, can I get some change and all that? And they're talking, a lot of talking.
They're probably a little trancy and weak.
They're trancy and weak.
Yes.
Yeah, one guy's like leaning on a wall. They're very weak.
Right.
And so then I walk past a row of cars, and I see people shooting up in their cars.
Oh, my God.
It was wild.
Do you shoot meth?
It was cooking. Cooking
oh, wow.
War. There's a lot of cooking.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why I said shooting up. It's all cooking. You see flame go up and you see bubbling or whatever in some kind of glass tube. It was wild.
Boy, these drug addicts, these poor people.
I know. And they look, you know, some of them aren't all the way to zombie status yet. So they get out and you're like, oh, you're just like a normal girl. You look like a businesswoman.
Right. They're probably new, but it'll get them.
What it'll get them.
Fentanyl. Have you been reading about this, hearing about this? That's what's killing everybody. It's like 100 times more powerful than heroin. That's like the Ohio shit that's getting everybody.
Oh, a cop was telling me about fentanyl.
It's a wild scene, man.
Yeah, heroin is up, by the way.
Yeah, but heroin, the people go straight to this fentanyl because it's like, what, cheaper and like 1,000 times more. Like, It's like a thing where my uncle was telling, he's a paramedic and firefighter. Well, he's just a firefighter now, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he's both. I don't know how it works anymore. But some of it, like a cop was like wrestling with a guy. He got it on him, and then he was addicted.
Whoa.
Like it gets on your skin, and you're fucked. Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, my God.
It's like a crazy zombie world out there, particularly in the Midwest.
Yeah.
We're lucky here in New York. It's not really crushing us.
It, you know, it, what is it, a powder?
I think it's a powder, and it gets on you, and you're like, ah! And you start sucking dicks and, you know, whatever.
Oh, shit. It's like pedophilia. Once it's on you, you're hooked.
Right. Yeah, I had a bout with it, but I took a cold shower and it was fine.
Good move. So, yeah, the meth heads, that was a real eye-opener. And it's interesting, Salt Lake, these Utah folk, because it's Mormon and then non-Mormon. And the non-Mormons are desperately overcompensating. They're like, hey, we are not Mormon. I got a neck tattoo. I got a chain wallet. I'm gay. I got a hole in my ear. I'm blowing you. Like, they let you know.
I would call them Lessmen.
Ah,
Mormon and Lessman.
I like it.
Lessman sounds like a good Jew sidekick. Now, this is Lessman.
Right,
and then he
yeah.
does your, you know, accounting.
Right, right. All right, I'm on board with the Jew sidekick.
All right, you're Lessman.
I'll take it. So are you Mormon?
I don't know. I think that, well, Lessman was a separate thing.
Ah.
I got to be, you know, Joe.
Ah, gee, Joe and Lessman.
It's not bad.
All right.
We'll work on it. We'll dabble.
I'll grow into it, maybe.
Let me ask you this. Is the Salt Lake, can you go into the lake?
I saw no lake.
Really?
I saw no. I asked that question. And those people out there, you know, it's. I guess it's the West Coast. What do you call Utah?
I don't know. A lot of these people try to claim coast. I dated a dame and I have a friend from Denver. They're all like, I love the West Coast. You're like, Denver's like the Midwest.
Yeah, it really is way more. I mean, there's a big mountain blocking you from California.
Borders Oklahoma.
Right.
Well, there's no coast.
So I call it mountain area.
Mm-hmm.
But they're chatty over there, and every car I got into, every Uber, they would just tell you their life story, and they'd tell you about Mormonism and all this shit, and Lessman, and meth and crazy Latter-day Saints. It was wild. I learned a lot. But a great club. Get out to Wise Guys. Thanks, Keith, for having me. Then I flew back and hit the barbecues right in time for the 4th of July.
Love the nation's birthday.
Uncle Sam.
Independence.
Oh, boy. The whole nine.
Gay.
I woke up early. I had a barbecue at 3, and I said, today I've set up my whole apartment. I can't wait till you see my apartment. I got 18 million pictures on the wall all collaged out with
fun.
With picture frames. It looks so. You're up there the most, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Well.
You made the wall.
Happy to be part of it.
I went to the thrift store, and I just got a bunch of random frames. I just got a whole pile. I spent $50 on frames. Just went in and put them all up. It's a whole thing. Boy, you set these apartments up, you really feel like it's yours.
Yes, it's homey.
It's homey!
Love a home.
And I can't wait to get back, and I've made it comfortable. I've never had a home. I've always, my childhood home I hated. We got robbed all the time. I was uncomfortable. My parents are weird. My dad's gay. It was always something coming up your asshole. And now I feel safe and fat and Jewy.
Yeah, it feels good, and it makes you want to go home.
Yes!
Part of it's hard because you're like, I just want to be home.
I know. You got the big screen TV. You got the Netflix going. You got the big couch. Ugh.
Yes, yes. It's a big couch.
It's a big couch. But, the barbecues were great. A big J had a thing at Wayne Raiders. Remember him?
Oh, I remember him.
Big gay Wayne.
Oh, boy.
Big house on the upper lower east side. And we all went. Sal was there. Gomez, Dave, the whole Skanks crew, and Ralph, and all these Jews. Good time, Vecchione, and we all just did it up. Then I had some sets that night, and I watched two movies that night.
Uh-oh.
Hacksaw Ridge.
The worst movie I've ever seen.
Hack being the key word there.
One of the worst movies of all time.
So the fighting scenes were great. Like, they were well done war scenes.
Sure.
I'm saying it was good. Like, a lot of special effects were top-notch.
Yeah.
Guys getting shot in the face, just bullets whizzing off your cheekbone. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the dialogue and the stereotypes and the cliches were out of control.
Real bad.
And then I watched Moonlight.
Oh, boy.
Moonlight was good. It was good. It wasn't great. It was good.
I'll say it was fine.
It was a solid movie, yeah.
It was fine.
I watched I go back whenever I like a movie. I watch the, what do you call it? The synopsis?
Extras.
No, the
trailer.
The breakdown.
The breakdown.
You know, where they like tell you what that meant and what this means and what the symbolism and all that. And that made it actually better because I was like, I didn't know there was so much depth to the movie. But it's their job to let me know about the depth, too.
Yeah, I guess. I just felt like it was, all right, fine. It was good.
A little slow.
A little slow, and it was fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
It felt a little bit, I'll get shit maybe, but it just felt like a bit of political correctness had a say in this.
Mm.
It's an all-black cast about a gay black guy from the hood.
Uh-huh.
We got to just go, that's the best. Wow, it's amazing. It's fine. It's a pretty good movie.
There's no doubt that's in there.
It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
It's almost condescending to black filmmakers to be like, look at this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Look
right.
what they did.
I
and
know.
You're like, I guess. It's okay. It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Good. Why are we blowing so much?
It's fine. Like, Hell or High Water is a better movie than that.
Sure.
I mean, fucking Manchester by the Sea is a better movie.
Yeah.
But they're all, you know.
It's sad how we have to go, well, they're black, so we got to help them. You know, just treat them normally.
I mean, I get maybe people might say, no, fuck you. You're a fucking asshole. It's a great movie, and you're just saying. But I'm like, I just felt personally, because it's like it's a gay black movie, we have to be like, this is the best movie.
Oh, there's no doubt about
and I'm
it.
I'm like, it was okay. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, what you're doing is less racist.
It wasn't. I'm judging everyone equally.
I know, but that's not allowed.
I just thought it was.
But it just sucks that if you're black, you have to like stand behind the movie. And like, I get it. They won Best Picture, which is a big deal. That's like a crazy thing.
Right.
You know, but it just sucks that it's like, hey, it's black. It's our movie. Then they had that weird La La Land feud, where if you liked La La Land, you were racist, and if you didn't like Moonlight, you hated your mom. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, it was weird. I think we talked about this at Oscar time, but I liked La La Land also, and thought that was a much better movie.
There you go. But see, people are gonna judge. So then we went. But do you think black people are aware of this? They have to know. They have to know that, like, all right, they're gonna love this movie because it's black and gay, and we're gonna get a lot of high fives because we're minorities, and they're going to love us because of the, you know.
I don't know. I don't
Because that's
know.
The scary. If I was black, I'd be like, look, this is a good movie I'm putting out, but I don't want people to like it because I'm black. I want people to like it because it's a good movie.
Yeah, I think that, I think a lot of people, I mean, I don't know. It was a good movie. It was artsy or whatever. I just thought it was all right.
No, it's fine. It's a good movie, but I don't feel like it's a best picture.
No, it was not the best picture. But that happens a lot with the Oscars, but regardless of race. They have certain things the Academy likes.
Oh, the retarded guy. We got to pick that one.
They love a retarded guy, and they love a story like, you know, a gay guy. It's also not just black. It's like they love, he's a gay guy, and it's a thing. And
right, right.
You know.
Not enough gay banging, if you ask me. It was just a hand job,
and then I think they made love towards the end, didn't they, or something?
They didn't show it. Maybe they, because I saw it on a plane, so maybe they took it out.
I will say that scene when he comes in and hits him with the chair was quite satisfying.
Oh, that was nice.
That was really something.
Spoiler!
That was fun.
But yeah, I watched it on a plane, and the whole time, like when he's giving the hand job, I'm just like, yeah, I'm trying to cover my screen. I'm like stretching and holding up my menu.
That's the weird thing about these planes now. You're just sitting next to a 9-year-old. I'm watching Casino. He's got a fucking head in his vice. It's
yes,
the whole thing.
I watched True Lies on a plane once, that Jamie Lee Curtis scene. I was like, goo, really pulling my collar.
I jerked off to that scene 1,000 times.
Oh, she really rocked it.
So hot. And,
she had the thong on, and what a bod for it. She was a hermaphrodite.
Who told you put the thong on? I didn't tell you put the thong on.
You know, she had both parts at birth.
Yeah, I heard that.
Or is that a wives and a husband's
tale? I think
tale?
There's some sort of thing to it. I think we might have talked about this, too.
We've covered everything on the green earth.
We're out of things.
Well, I'll say this. I went to Cleveland for Hilarities.
Steamer.
I gotta say, that's an underrated city.
You
I like
think
Cleveland.
So?
I think Cleveland's all right in my book.
It's okay.
It's like Moonlight.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's pretty good and full of blacks.
It's fine.
No, I think Cleveland's cool, and it's on the way up. You know, they got the new restaurants coming in, the 25th Street Market and all that. I like a lot of history, Polacks and Jews and Germans coming together.
I like, I like Little Italy, the waterfront's fun,
Little
the
Italy.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is something, Fourth Street's neat.
Good architecture. I'm into it. A lot of good food.
It's okay.
All right.
It tops the third best city in Ohio.
Yeah, it's in
Cincinnati there. And Columbus are better cities, in my personal humble opinion.
I like Columbus 1, Cleveland 2.
Cincinnati's pretty great.
All right.
That's a great city. You got the river. It's a little bit warmer. The bridge that the Brooklyn Bridge is based on is in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they got a bridge.
Well, you're talking about a building over there.
I'm talking about architecture.
They got architecture in Cincinnati, my friend.
I'm a Cleveland guy.
Wow.
I like them both. I'm just saying. Cleveland, I feel like, has a little more character, a little more history, a little more fun.
They got all kinds. Are you kidding? This Underground Railroad shit over there. They got a fucking slave museum in Cincinnati.
They got a slave museum?
It's hot stuff over there.
Wow.
Cincinnati's got spice. They got the baseball history. They got the fucking blue state, red state, fucking Civil War horse shit going on there with the slaves and the business, the Underground Railroad stuff. And Cincinnati's great.
I like Cincinnati. I'm just saying, I'm going Cleve.
No, no, you're doing what the Academy did. You're going, oh, look at me. I like Cleve. You're pandering because it's a better club. Cincinnati's better.
Maybe I got to go to Cincinnati, but I like Cleveland.
Go back. Cleveland.
I'll go back.
Cleveland stinks. I'm going to go out and say it. Cleveland stinks.
Whoa!
It stinks to
high
heaven.
Come on. You heard it here first, folks.
I mean, I love Brendan Ayer. Jason Canner, one of the closest friends
Look
I ever
that.
Had.
Great guy. You Fred bombed Canner. At the club. That's your problem. You're
I didn't
bitter.
Bomb. I lost
Get my voice.
I had cunnilingus. What's it called?
Conjunctivitis.
No, it's the other one.
CLR. I read your comment cards. It wasn't pretty.
What's the one with the voice? Laryngitis.
Oh,
and
yes.
And then I had you coming up and sitting in the front row fucking with me.
Oh, I could have fucked a lot harder. I said hello. That was it.
That was bad. That was bad. You don't fuck with the guy's set.
No, I just sat there. I didn't do anything.
And get out of here with that roast beef they try to sell you at that place. Schnitzels or whatever the hell it's called.
You got a problem with roast beef? It's labia.
Labia. Cleveland, I like Cleveland. I do like Cleveland.
All right.
I love Mama Santa's. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's a little overrated, if you ask me.
I'm not crazy about
that
it.
That wind coming off the lake, it's fucking freezing. The Jake
love the
is
wind.
Great. I love Jacobs Field. That's terrific.
Yes.
And that 4th Street's fine, but it gets a little bro-y and douchey.
Yeah,
but
you gotta go to 25th Street.
I look at some mob history there, but I'm a Cincy guy.
All right.
And Columbus, you know, it blows them both away.
It's okay to like both. Yeah, but Columbus is number one.
And I love Dayton. I like Dayton more than I like Cleveland.
Whoa!
The Oregon District, and that's it for that city. But
there you go. That's
I
about
like,
all
I really
got.
Like Dayton. And let's
like
not
Dayton.
Forget about, you know where.
Detroit.
What's the other one? What's the football one?
The Browns?
Here in Youngstown.
Ugh, hate Youngstown.
And then Toledo also. A lot of city. It's all city in Ohio.
Toledo?
Toledo, Ohio, the Mudheads.
I thought Toledo was in Kansas.
No, you don't know what you're talking
Topeka.
About.
That's Topeka.
Topeka.
Sorry, I get Topeka and Toledo.
That's a great delivery and Almost Famous. Topeka.
Oh, yeah. So Cleveland was great. The shows were all great. Wednesday was good. Thursday was good. Friday was good. Then Saturday comes around, and Sam, the manager, got in my head.
He's great. I love Sam.
Great guy. Scotty's great. The whole team's great.
Oh, Scotty's great.
Yeah, Scotty got sober.
Really?
Yeah, which is big because he was a real pumpkin.
I think we chatted about it on this very show.
Uh-huh. How about that?
Good for you, Scotty. Call me if you need me.
You're killing it, fatty. So Sam goes, hey, just want to let you know, Saturday, you know, they get a little touchy. I don't know why. They get a little sensitive on Saturdays because that's when, like, the church people come out because they have the day off. So, hey, let's go to fucking...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I was like, I'll be fine, whatever. And the feature goes up, and the feature was kind of like... nervous about it, so she kind of had a weird thing, and I was like, I'll get them, and boy, they hated every Jew joke, every Muslim thing, they fucking shut down on me, and the whole, earlier in the week, I was killing with it, and I just started going into them, and then that show ended, that was first show Saturday, so then second show Saturday, I was in my head, like, are they going to be like that again? So I just went extra hard, and they shut down.
Oh, boy.
I was getting those, like, doing those, you know, I hit a punchline, they go, ooh, wow, jeez. Like, that was so racy. Like, they gave me the woof.
Jeez.
It was bad. So I was like, fuck all you. And then I had a table, side table, front row, never shut up. Four women just going, blah, 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 just talking. And then God, I'm so angry.
That would have done fine in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
I had no problems in Go Bananas 9 years ago, last time they booked me.
Yeah, I could use another run at the Go Bananas too. So this table of women, four women, just won't shut up. And so then I do this one. I go, hey, could you ladies stop talking? I'm trying to do my set here, blah, blah. And then the lady goes, what? We love you. And I go, well, if you love me, listen to my act. Stop talking the whole time. And she was like, whoa.
Oh, I hate
and then
the
I go,
whoa.
Just take it easy. It's a hard job. And I have my stock jokes I say when people are talking too much. And then she goes, well, we were talking about how we like your ass. And I go, what? I don't have an ass, you know, blah, 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 joke.
You got an ass.
I got no ass. I was like, that conversation should take 2 seconds. You should be done by now. I got no ass, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, "What's your problem?" And I go, "My problem is you're talking. Now shut the fuck up, you cunt."
Oh,
and I just shut
girl.
Down on her. I could have pulled
girl.
Up the C. Yeah, and she goes, "Oh my God, I can't believe it." I go, "Just shut up, stop talking." So then it got weird.
Oh,
and I try to go back into material, which never works. And then they start talking again.
Ah,
so then the guy comes over. He goes, "Hey, ma'am, you have to stop talking." And they go, "Well, I don't see. It's a comedy show. Well, it's a comedy show. You listen and you laugh. That's it." So then right when he walks away, the second the usher guy walked away, she started talking again.
Ah.
She could not stop talking. She had to talk about everything. Every word I said, she had to comment on it. When I shut her down, she had to comment on it. So then I just lose it. And I go, "Hey, shut up, you four twats. What's your problem?" And I just start saying every horrible thing in the book. And then they don't get the hint. And this guy in the back stands up and he goes, "Leave, pigs!"
Oh, wow.
Yes!
That's amazing. By the way, the Four Twats, great music group from the 60s.
That's right, yeah.
Leave, pigs.
Leave, pigs. You might have said, "Leave, you pigs," or something.
Wow.
You know, every now and then, a couple guys would be like, "Shut the fuck up. Leave, whores. Get out of here, you skanks." But this guy stood up and goes, "Leave, pigs!"
Gee whiz.
Oh, it was amazing.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was like the kid in Schindler's List, "Goodbye, Jews!" Like,
right.
he was in a red coat, you know, everyone else was in black and white. But he popped.
But he really composited several characters there.
Wasn't she in red?
No, the goodbye... The girl in red, it was pink, but she was a victim.
Oh, you're right.
They didn't have the goodbye shoes girl.
Oh, you're right.
In.
Sorry.
That would have been hilarious.
Well, I saw the movie very fast, and I was on Bali.
Very fast.
Yeah, I was on fast forward.
Oh, wow.
So I've blended a lot of it
the
together.
The sound worked.
But it was closed caption. I'm a speed reader.
Oh,
so, yeah,
boy.
So... After that, everybody, even I was like, "Whoa, easy, man." Like, cunt is one thing, but calling them pigs, that was pretty far.
In this day and age, pigs does sound more harsh than cunt.
And yeah, and they were...
Because cunt is just, we just throw it around. In our circle,
right,
anyway.
Right.
In our bubble.
But pig, he meant that he was out for blood, and they were chunky, too, so it really hit home.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So that actually shut him down. Then I did my set.
They didn't leave?
No.
They accepted the leave, pigs?
They accepted the leave. They,
wow.
They stayed, and I had like 10 minutes left, so I just plowed through, and these piggies ate their dinner, and then... I do the thing where I shake and bake after every set. I meet and greet.
Yes.
And after that, you know those sets where I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going out there. Fuck them.
Oh,
I hated them.
Oh, yeah. That was all my sets in Cleveland.
Oh, really?
Well, because I had no voice. Pharyngitis.
Right.
Pharyngitis.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I had both.
Yeah. Tonsillitis, whatever it was. So then I talked to Sam after, and he was like, "Oh, they're pissed. They were like, we don't understand why he yelled at us." And it's like, how do you not get it? I don't understand. He does the whole, like, they're... privileged white women, so they don't understand being told no, blah, blah, blah. But either way, they left angry.
Wow.
Yeah. But hey, Cleveland, great city.
I love it.
Wrapped it up over there, and it's a 2-hour flight back. You can't beat it.
That's great. I love those shorties.
Yeah, and I had that thing where my flight was at 2:30, so I was going to get home at about 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the airline. And I just said, "Hey, you got anything earlier?" And they moved me to an 11 a.m.
Oh, that's great.
Got home at 1-ish.
That's nice. That's because it's a shitty city. They want to get people out of there.
Oh, boy.
That's a great city. I forgot about Jason Lawhead. I love him. He's another Cleveland guy.
Is he?
Great guy.
Yeah, LeBron.
Yeah, he's in Akron.
Oh.
Another city that's better than Cleveland.
Come on.
I'm joking.
Akron.
Let me tell this story, because I gotta wrap. I got to hard out here.
Yeah.
I got to go do a television program. But let me tell you this. I'm going to end on a nice... happy note. A positive.
Right. Positive note.
Real positive note. I'm at the gym the other day.
HIV.
First of all, I had back-to-back positive. I was at the gym, had a good workout. Then I go downstairs to Starbucks. I go, "I have a venti jade citrus mint tea and a chocolate chip cookie warmed up." I tell the lady, and she goes, "Okay." And as I'm saying it, this little Fred Armisen-looking fella sticks his arms right out and hands them right to me. He already made them.
Huh.
As soon as he heard the bell ding, he saw me and made them. It's like I live in a small town over there.
He knew you.
He knew me.
Wow.
It's like Mayberry.
That's exciting.
That was fun. So that's a good feeling.
That
you have
is
a connection.
Nice.
You go, "Hey, thanks, man." He smiled and didn't say anything. He was weird. He kind of scurried off to the back.
No, you're welcome.
He just went and like kind of ran. He's an odd duck.
Well, that's the perk of OCD.
Yeah, but he's a sweet pie. You know, he's a sweet little piece of pie, and he's done it again since.
Wow.
So I had that feeling where I'm leaving with my, it's going to be bad news if I ever try to quit cookies, which I probably should.
Yeah, or if you mix up your order.
What do you mean?
Like if you go in one day and you go, I want to try a little strawberry jizz and a cruller.
Well, fortunately, I never mix up my order.
You don't stray. That's why I feel pretty safe on this show.
I love jizz, but not at Starbucks.
Yeah, you don't want a hot jizz where you got to steep.
Well, I want the female jizz all over my beard, but that's another story for earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I leave there, and I'm feeling good. I got that little endorphin or pheromones or whatever it is when you have a good moment in society.
Yeah, amphetamine.
Amphetamine, yeah, and Rufalin. What's it called?
Rufy?
Fetatil.
Fermatol.
What's the one we were talking about earlier where you get the powder on your dick and you die?
My doctor says Cramadol. Fermatil. Oh, what was it?
Federal.
Fentanyl. Fentanyl.
There it is. Anyway, so I'm leaving. I feel good. And I see this, I'm going to say, Middle Eastern fella.
Sure.
Who I see at the gym all the time. He's across the street. And he kind of jogs over. I get nervous because we're pretty irreverent here on the show, on the program.
Sure. He might have heard something.
Yeah. And he's like a Muslimish fella. So I got scared he was going to fucking
ISIS you?
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull the string on his jacket and blow me to pieces. But he did. He came over. This is what happened. He says, hey, pardon me, sir. And he was very nervous. And now I'm nervous. And I'm just generally nervous. He says, hey, man, I wanted to talk to you. Every time I see you, I think, a few months ago, I was blasting loud music in the locker room, and you were pissed. And I wanted to just say, I'm really sorry about that. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, how did you know that? I don't even remember. I tried to pretend I didn't remember. I was like, I don't even remember that. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I feel terrible. Every time I see you, I want to apologize. I just wanted to make amends to you. Because it's really rude and it's obnoxious to behave like that.
Holy
I was like, well, hey, man,
shit.
I really appreciate you saying that.
Yes, I wonder if he heard the pod.
That's what I got worried about, but I don't think so. I think he's like, he does an interesting, like, alternative, almost like yoga-ish. He doesn't lift any weights.
Oh,
he's like
Tai
Chi? He's
like
a barefoot guy, and then he'll, like, kind of pray. It's like, he's an interesting guy.
Mm, people with bare feet, they're usually spiritual.
Yeah, interesting.
Or poor.
So, yeah, he might be a Tai Chi Muslim-y guy, but it was very sweet, and I really appreciate it because I remember it, and I hated him.
Yeah, I hate him, too, and he must have really read your mug there.
Yeah, well, I was like, how'd you know that? And he was like, well, I could tell you were making faces and some noises. He's like, but I just forget where I am sometimes because I think he gets in the zone, so he thinks he's at home or something.
Right, he probably thinks he's on facing Mecca or whatever.
Yes, Becca. So, you know, He made a nice thanks. Now I love the guy. So now when I see him, I give him a little hey. So now we have like a friendship, a connection.
I love that. I wonder if he's an alcoholic.
Maybe. Or maybe he was. Or I don't know.
But, step nine.
Sweet guy, but it was really nice. It was a good feeling.
That never happens. So kudos to this Middle Eastern fella.
Yes. God bless you, sir. And I hope it. Hope you know America leaves you guys alone.
Yeah. Praise Allah.
Well, hey, let's wrap it up here, huh?
That is an HIV positive note. So where are you going to be there, fat man?
Boy, I got a heart out in 60 seconds. Well, I got a bunch of stuff. Houston Joke Joint this weekend.
Ooh.
Come out. Friday, Tejas. Saturday, I'll be there with I want to see all those spicy Latinos. And the next weekend, Governors, Long Island.
Yes.
And then I'm in Montauk on the 30th.
Yes.
Email me for details. I don't have them quite yet. But I'll be at Governors the 28th and 29th. Come on out Tuesdays, and then Montauk on that Sunday. Mohegan Sun Comics, Mohegan Sun, New England, my sweet New England. It's my last trip to New England before the big wedding.
Yes.
That's August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Come to that. Rochester, New York, August 10th through the 12th.
Mm.
Tempe with my old pal Mark Norman, August 24th through the 27th. Those tickets are going like hot cakes.
That's
going
to be big, folks.
And then I'm doing a show at Binghamton College, September 16th. It's open to the public. And Colin Quinn is headlining, Chris Gethard is featured. I'm hosting the show. I mean, I haven't emceed since the 80s.
It's a hot show.
But it's me, Quinn, and Gethard. So get those tickets early. Binghamton, September 16th. I don't know how to get tickets, so Google it or look it up or call them.
Give it a goog.
I'll be at Florida State right after that, too.
Oh, boy, the college circuit is calling.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Fentanyl. All right, folks, next week, how about this? I'm in Cincinnati, Funny Bone.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, that's Go Bananas bridge is burned.
Oh, shit. Well, Go Bananas, you blew it. Come show me why Cincinnati's the best city in Ohio. Also, I got Ohio's own Brendan Ayer featuring for me.
Wow!
Yeah.
From Cleveland.
From Cleve. So we'll talk to him all about it. Then I'm in Ireland at the Vodafone Festival in Dublin. Sorry, Joe. Come on out, everybody. I'll bring a few shirts. Hopefully we got some mix out there.
Say hello to Bren for me.
Then I'm in Syracuse at the Funny Bone. Then I'm in New Orleans on August 15th doing One Eye Jacks. You got to come out to this, folks. One of my favorite rooms in the whole country. That's the first place I ever got paid to do comedy. And hopefully I don't bomb this time like I did that time. So yeah, come on out to that hometown, folks. Then I'm at the Portland Helium in September on the 31st of August and the 1st of September. I love this club. I love that city. I actually watch Portlandia. And then I'm going to China, Toronto, JFL, Royal Oak Comedy Castle, October. That'll be a good one. Zanies in Chicago, October 20th. So a lot of fun dates. Punchline Sacramento. And check my website, marknormancomedy.com. Thanks for listening. Hit us on the Facebook fan page. Hit us on the Twitter. Tuesdays with Stories. We love you. We'll see you in hell.
Tell a friend. T-shirts. I'm gay.
Patreon. Blow me.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha! Uh-huh.